You're listening to Morning Edition on GPB. I'm Leah Fleming. The foster care population in Georgia has spiked over the past 3 years. The New York Times reports that the number of children in protective care has nearly doubled since 2013. To date, Georgia has the fastest growing foster care population in the country. Bobby Cagle is the director of the Georgia Division of Family and Child Services, and he joins us now on Morning Edition. Thanks so much for joining us, Bobby.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
First off, why is the foster care system growing so quickly?
You know, I think it's a reflection of circumstances throughout the state of Georgia that are really troubling. We have a growing drug problem in the state, especially with heroin and methamphetamine. I think it's also a reflection of the fact that we changed our business processes to more adequately capture the concern of citizens all around the state by instituting a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week call center that receives this type of report. And the increase in calls that resulted have also resulted in increases in the number of children who come into foster care because we can't assure their safety in their own homes.
When we look at where we're seeing a concentration of children that are going into foster care in great numbers, I'm seeing Middle Georgia, I've seen Athens. Where are you seeing the most issues?
It typically is in northwest Georgia. Floyd County area is one of the big hot spots. We also have, like you said, a concentration in the Macon area.
And is there any indication as to why specifically those areas? Is it because of what you were saying in terms of the drug addiction, meth addiction?
That's typically it. When you look at this over the last year, we had about a 38% rate of entry for children who whose parents had drug or alcohol issues, and by far the largest category of concerns that we have.
What are some of the ways that the state is actually trying to address this?
So we work with our local communities. We try to make sure that we're engaging with all of the professionals in the community who can assist us with treating families. We are required by state and federal law, and I think it's just the right thing that as soon as we have a family come to our attention, if concerns are identified, we automatically begin getting them assistance so that they can keep their child safely in their home. But if we're not able to do that, then we try to provide those very same services while the child is out of home in a safe place.
Does our state have enough homes for these foster children?
In order for us to have a fully functioning foster care system, we need 3 placements for every child in foster care. Currently, we have about 13,000 children, and we have a home for each one of those. So we need to be recruiting, which we are doing, and we're engaged currently in a multimedia campaign to help us promote that recruitment. So no, at this point, we do not have an adequate supply of foster homes, and we're appealing to the public as quickly as we can to build the number of foster parents because there is such need.
What's needed to be a foster care parent?
The first and foremost is that we need people who love children and want to provide a safe place for them. We do a number of things. We begin by doing criminal background checks to make sure that there are no criminal histories that preclude a person from having a child in foster care. And then we just look at the sufficiency of the home, look to make sure that everything is as safe as possible, that there's ample room for the child to be a part of that family, and begin to train. And the training is a good portion of what we do with the person to help them understand the trauma that the child has been through previously and what that may mean for the dynamics of their family when the child joins.
We talk a lot about perhaps funding and placement of children, but at the end of the day, we're talking about children. We're talking about babies. And I know that you have a personal experience with this because you yourself have come out of a foster care system. What is your story?
So I was born to a mother who couldn't keep me and was given up at birth. And I lived for the first 10 months of my life in an orphanage in Central North Carolina. I was adopted at 10 months of age by a couple that couldn't have children and have really been in this profession because of the experience that my parents had and the experience that I had with the people who helped them adopt me. The lady who was the social worker at the time became my mentor, and so I've really had a great experience personally and really trying to fulfill a personal mission to help children be safe and families be whole.
All right, Bobby Cagle, you are the director of the Georgia Division of Family and Child Services. We thank you so much for sharing your time with us.
Thank you very much.